School bond issues and levies are viewed differently when it comes to success or failure. In Idaho, a two-thirds supermajority is needed to pass a bond issue. In Washington, the bar isn't quite as high, 60%, but a specified minimum number of voters must fill in their ballots to validate the election. That's usually determined by a certain percentage of voters in past elections. That means administrators such as Mead Superintendent Tom Rockefeller are not only working to win support, but also to motivate people to participate.
I ask people to make sure they at least get in the process and get out and vote, and then at least the community speaks through that vote.
The school levy threshold is a little lower. There are no validation requirements, and 50% plus one vote is enough to approve those measures. One of the main selling points for levies is that as Washington shifts school funding more from the local level to the state, local school taxes will decrease dramatically. Spokane Superintendent Shelley Redinger says there's still a challenge with that message.
It will go down, but we still will rely heavily on that for the programs and the quality of Spokane Public Schools.
Most, if not all, districts have areas on their web pages where you can read the details of their ballot measures. Some have run radio and TV ads. A few have even given tours to the public. At Central Valley's Horizon Middle School, Principal Jesse Hart is happy to show visitors why his 37-year-old school is deserving of the remodel his district is proposing.
We are in dire need, really, to make something happen for our kids in this building. You know, so that those 3 months at the beginning of the year and the end of the year and some of those cold winter days in between aren't either unbearably hot or unbearably cold. We need to make this happen sooner than later.
Business interests have also been active in evangelizing for the school measures. Todd Milkey from Greater Spokane Incorporated has been making the workforce argument.
We need to look at trying to make sure that our K through 12 system is robust and those students are successful and they move on and get a post-high school certificate, two-year or four-year degree.
Here's the list of districts in Spokane County that are running levies: Central Valley, Cheney, Deer Park, Freeman, Liberty, Meade, Medical Lake, Nine Mile Falls, Reardon-Edwall, Riverside, Spokane, and West Valley. Meade and Central Valley have submitted bond issues. Ballots have been sent out. To be counted, they must be returned to one of the ballot drop-off boxes or to the county elections office by 8 p.m. Tuesday. Or if mailed, they must be postmarked by Tuesday. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.